com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Forecast now, Steve Rudin.
Record challenging heat for the remainder of the afternoon, upper 80s to lower 90s. It's not going to be terribly humid outside. We stay dry moving through this evening, but also very warm. We're in the 60s overnight, and tomorrow, a cold front. Chance for a few isolated showers and storms, 85 to 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we're checking in at 89 in the nation's capital.
At 259.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up,
breaking news. Pro-Palestinian protests are growing heated at Columbia University and the University of Texas in Austin.
Barricades breached. Protesters take over part of George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
Well, just how effective was that emergency teen curfew at National Harbor? We'll have an update.
Boosting security at some local elementary schools. I'm Scott Gelman.
How about this weather? Too hot, too soon?
I'm not ready for this hot weather yet.
I'm Nick Iannelli.
The Orioles take on the rival New York Yankees tonight at Camden Yards. The Nats are on the road in Miami.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up 130 points.
It's 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Students have seemingly ignored a 2 p.m. deadline at Columbia University to clear campus or face suspension after weeks of protests.
Students are still pushing back, vowing to defend their camp on the school's main lawn. Today is the last day of classes, and graduation at the school is set for May 15th. A letter from the school's president says it will not divest from Israel, which has been the student protesters' main demand.
That's CBS's Matt Piper in New York. Police have now set up barricades outside the school's gates, and another protest there is seemingly growing. There's also more pressure now in the Middle East for Hamas to agree to a new ceasefire deal with Israel. Our Linda Gradstein's in Jerusalem.
There's a lot of pressure from the hostage families, and there's concern that hostages are dying, both because of the conditions that they're being held in and possibly because of Israeli airstrikes.
Israeli airstrikes killed at least 26 people overnight in Rafah. President Biden addressed immigration issues this weekend in a call with Mexico's president.
The call with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador focused on their continued commitment to strengthening bilateral and regional cooperation that will benefit the people of both the United States and Mexico. The two ordered their national security teams to work together to immediately implement concrete measures to significantly reduce irregular border crossings while protecting human rights.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn. On Capitol Hill, some House Republicans are still threatening to get rid of Speaker Mike Johnson. CBS is Nicole Killian.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has not dropped her threat to advance potentially this motion to vacate against Speaker Johnson on social media. She has continued to rail against the speaker and call for a new speaker. She does have the support of at least two other Republicans for this motion.
They are upset Johnson worked with Democrats to pass a $95 billion military aid package without more border security. Want to live longer? CBS's Vicki Barker says, take the stairs.
An analysis of multiple studies involving close to 500,000 participants has found those who climbed stairs regularly had a 39% lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease and a lower overall risk of developing cardiovascular disease or suffering a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke.
Add another milestone to Taylor Swift's resume. The Tortured Poets Department tops the Billboard 200 after selling 2.6 million units in its debut. It is the second highest single week of album sales in history and now ties Taylor with Jay-Z. They both have 14 chart-topping albums as soloists. Only the Beatles have more at 19. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is 3:03 on Monday, April the 29th. We have sunshine and summer-like temperatures. Highs are near 90 right now. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top story this hour here on WTOP, monitoring the nationwide campus protests over the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Now, we are watching what is happening right now at the University of Texas Austin, where police in riot gear moved in to arrest a number of students who were protesting on campus. We'll keep on top of that situation. At Columbia University in New York City, the students there camped out were given a 2 p.m. deadline to disperse. They have not, and that situation is brewing. Here at home, it's day five of the pro-Palestinian protests at George Washington University. Students say morale is high this afternoon after they tore down metal barriers in the early morning hours and retook University Yard. Dozens of tents have gone up again in the heart of the campus, while several remain along H Street. WDTOP's Lynn Bowie reports from the scene.
The metal barriers that once surrounded the encampment on University Yard now lie in a messy pile after being dismantled by demonstrators.
A Palestinian flag was put there, and it was just such a beautiful moment. There was music, drumming. The community was just so united.
That's Georgetown sophomore Selena Al-Shahabi with Students for Justice in Palestine. Their demands include ending all academic partnerships with Israel and divesting from companies selling technology to Israel. And despite multiple warnings from GW, demonstrators refuse to leave.
Have this be our liberated zone and have control of the land and not be able to be boxed in and treated like animals, essentially.
At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Keep it here on WTOP throughout the afternoon. We'll continue to watch what's happening there at GW, at Columbia in New York, and then at the University of Austin in Texas and throughout the nation. The emergency weekend curfew for young people at National Harbor has come and gone, and police say no violators. That curfew requires kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them on the weekends from 5 in the afternoon on Friday until 6 in the morning on Monday. It was put into place after a huge fight started between hundreds of teens more than about a week ago. Prince George's County Police say as many as 800 people were involved in that fighting. Some vandalism also stole from stores at National Harbor. Prince George's County Council is now working on passing emergency legislation that would expand that teen curfew.
It's 3:05. Increasing security on elementary school campuses is just one of the recommendations released today by a group tasked with reviewing safety and security in Loudoun County schools. Our story from WDTOP Scott Gelman.
We do have school resource officers assigned to every high school and every middle school.
But Dan Adams with the school district says they're not in elementary schools. That's why the panel, made up of law enforcement and educators, is recommending adding security to those campuses.
Really trying to cover all the different bases when it comes to school safety.
It doesn't have to be an SRO. The district could explore using school safety officers who work for the county but aren't members of law enforcement.
And then in some cases, we do have a contract with a third-party firm.
Adams explains boosting security is helpful for medical emergencies, too.
LCPS is very proud that it takes a very strategic, very broad view of school safety.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
The school system is hoping to hear from community members on the recommendations before deciding if they should be implemented.
The first Black governor of Maryland will deliver the commencement address at the University of Maryland College Park next month. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is going to be the key speaker. The ceremony is going to include graduates from the summer and winter class of 2023, along with this year's students. University of Maryland College Park President Daryl Pine says he's honored that graduates will have the opportunity to learn about Governor Moore's journey from his beginnings in Tacoma Park to becoming Maryland's first Black governor in the state's 246-year history. For Governor Moore, he says the University of Maryland is the pride of the state, and he looks forward to sharing reflections on his life and service with this year's graduates. Graduation is going to take place May 20th at CQ Stadium.
WTOP at 3:07. It is feeling a lot like summer outside today. We're seeing 90-degree temperatures in some spots. And WTOP's Nick Iannelli is out talking with folks about the high temps. He says some are just not prepared.
I'm not ready for this hot weather yet.
And why is that?
Because we just went from spring to late summer.
Lori Rosen says the nice spring weather didn't last long enough. She says it's like the hot weather just appeared out of nowhere and smacked us all in the face.
Now, all of a sudden, all I want to do is go jump in a pool. And I like warm weather, but this is kind of crazy.
For Chris Roth, he takes a more long-term view. He says the temperatures will likely be up and down like a yo-yo for a while now.
It'll probably get cool again, and then we'll have real summer.
And what is real summer?
Like 90s every day.
So this is like a blip on the radar.
Yeah, we'll have like a week of this, and then it'll cool down a little bit.
In Montgomery County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News here on WTOP.
D.C. makes a best restaurants list and a best bars list.
I'm Jeff Clable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
I'm John Morgan. When people stop me to ask, what's my case worth? Here's what I tell them. All law firms are not the same at all. You see, the most important part of anyone's injury case is the firm you hire. The insurance company knows exactly which firms fight for full value and which firms will settle your case for pennies on the dollar. Our firm has recovered billions and billions and billions. $3 billion last year alone. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
It's 308.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th and Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
On the Capitol Beltway, congestion developing, nothing blocking, and that goes for just about all interstates across the metro area. One exception, near the Montgomery-Frederick County line, I-270, the southbound ramped Route 109, Hyattstown, exit 22 is still blocked. That's on the exit ramp, the oversized load stuck in the mud. Big truck there. Northbound taking a look at it. Route 50 clear sailing from Bowie to the Bay Bridge. BW Parkway, southbound work zone and Laurel clear. Northbound 295 near Route 100 crash along the far left side of the parkway. Coming northbound from Waldorf to Brandywine on US 301, Maryland 5. Delays into what remains of a work zone before Chad's Ford Drive along the left. And in Wheaton on Georgia Avenue, both ways near Windham Lane. There is a work zone, and at last report, the left lane was blocked in both directions. DC 295 northbound still slow into northeast after Polk Street had road work on the right. The WTOP newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets. Plus, brand-name mattresses. Affordable. Never looked so good. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's get a check of our forecast now. Here's Steve Rudin.
Record challenging heat for the remainder of the afternoon. Upper 80s to lower 90s. It's not going to be terribly humid outside. We stay dry moving through this evening, but also very warm. We're in the 60s overnight. And tomorrow, a cold front. Chance for a few isolated showers and storms. 85 to 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, we're at 88 in Germantown, 90 now in Annandale, 90 DuPont Circle. We're brought to you this afternoon by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
NBC's streaming service, Peacock, is raising the price by $2, $7.99 for the ad-supported version, $13.99 for the ad-free version. The new price is going to affect in July, just ahead of the Olympics, airing on both NBC and Peacock. Even tight household budgets can afford a pizza. Domino's Pizza says sales rose 6% last quarter. Domino's has always relied on its own delivery drivers, but it added Uber Eats to delivery choices this spring. A double win for D.C. on food and wine lists. Capitol Hill Indian restaurant Daru ranks number 8 on Food and Wine's 10 best restaurants for 2024. Allegory, a bar hidden behind a secret lobby door at the Eaton Hotel in Mount Vernon Square, ranks number 4 on this year's best U.S. bars list. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 36. The broader markets have turned negative. The S&P 500 is down 3. The NASDAQ is down 10. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Money news brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
Save on salmon at Whole Foods Market. Sustainable wild-caught tropical marinated and plain sockeye salmon fillets are 25% off with Prime through March 28. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Coming up on WTOP, Apple is looking to take artificial intelligence to the next level. We're going to talk about it with CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur. It's 312.
Here is Marianne Monroe, Vice President of Total Experience Solutions and Services at Maximus, on the 2024 CX Exchange.
Quantifying the business impact is so critical to CX. Otherwise, it's not tangible. For some agencies, it's about cost reduction and cost savings. And we've been able to partner with our agencies to do this, to help improve efficiency and effectiveness of interactions.
Listen to the entire discussion on Federal News Network Search CX Exchange. Create connections on every channel to elevate and transform customer engagement. The Maximus Total Experience Management Solution is redefining the customer experience to move your mission forward. Seamlessly blending human-centered
enter design, data insights, and secure technology into one digitally powered solution, reimagining government service delivery at maximus.com/TXM-solution. Again, that's maximus.com/TXM-solution.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Hi, I'm Chrissy Eith, long-term client of Rocky Gorge Animal Hospital. What's most impressive about Rocky Gorge is the compassion, honesty, and breadth of care by their vets. Plus, I love that their veterinarians all have different areas of expertise. If you're in need of high-quality, top-notch veterinary care, I can't recommend Rocky Gorge enough.
From everyone at Rocky Gorge, thank you for trusting your pet's care to us. And don't forget, we're here for you and your pets 24/7, 365 days a year. And we'll never forget, nothing warms the heart like a cold nose.
Washington's top news on your radio and on your phone with the free WTOP app, giving you the smartest smartphone in town.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
3:15, I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for being with us.
Well, Apple's next product launch is signaling perhaps a major shift for the tech giant into artificial intelligence hardware. Next week, Apple is set to unveil its latest iPad at a Let Loose event, and there could be some AI involved in some of this.
Joining us now is CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur. Ian, thanks for coming on with this. What do we know about Apple using AI and actually putting out a device that'll do just that?
Well, all of our iPhones and iPads and Macs have been using artificial intelligence technologies in various ways for a long time, right? For example, oftentimes there are features that allow us to more easily edit a photo or even to take a photo in low light, but it looks pretty okay. And that's all AI already. What Apple is working on for this year, as rumors have suggested, is that Apple is going to be adding a lot more of this, what we call generative AI, right? Which is this idea of technology that can change, can create basically photos or videos or text based on a very basic prompt, right? So, you know, I would type in, you know, help me write an email to my boss apologizing that I was a little late today, and it would help me to write that email versus me having to write it myself.
Now, is Apple out front on this kind of technology? Is this considered revolutionary for the tech industry in general?
Well, this stuff has been growing in popularity over the last couple of years in particular, right? OpenAI, which is one of the most popular startups out there, their ChatGPT has become one of the most widely used consumer products on the planet. And part of its success has been that this type of technology is useful for certain things, right? It's useful to help people kind of imagine what they could do, either putting together a letter or being able to even write a limerick for a birthday. I mean, you name it. And so in a lot of ways, Apple introducing this in their technologies is not going to be revolutionary in the same way as OpenAI has kind of changed the way the tech industry looks. But what Apple tends to do is when it introduces these things, it tends to be a lot easier to use, which ends up helping kind of make the stuff even more popular.
And in the 30 seconds we have left, there are some people who are concerned about AI showing up on their phone, on their iPad, on their laptop, yeah, whatever it might be. What is in place for us to protect ourselves? Because even Facebook in the last week with Meta and AI on their search function now, you have to physically go in and try to turn it off. Right. Are you going to have those opportunities with as the industry grows more and more and we see more and more AI on our hardware?
It's going to be harder, honestly, to turn it all off because AI is broadly also just being integrated into so many different technologies. Part of Apple's approach, according to the rumors, is that it's going to add in a lot more privacy features so that at least you can feel more comfortable with it. But generally speaking, this is a trend that regardless of it's a bubble or not for the industry, where we're going to see more and more AI that we can't just turn off.
Ian, thanks for helping us out here. Appreciate it.
Of course.
CBS News tech contributor Ian Scher.
We are brought to you by Mr. Wash Car Wash, now open in Tyson's Corner on Leesburg Pike, down the street from Tyson's Corner Mall. Get unlimited washes. First month, $5 with membership. Mr. Wash, Tyson's Corner. To the traffic center we go, Dave Dildine.
Between Germantown and Hyattstown, Maryland, the distraction along Interstate 270 is on the southbound Hyattstown exit ramp, the ramp that goes to Route 109. It is a large oversized load. Truck got stuck in the mud. The ramp is blocked, but both lanes are open both ways on 270. Drivers are taking a look at it nonetheless. 95 in the BW Parkway, a couple slowdowns here and there. Northbound crash near 100 on 295 on a shoulder. Route 50, you're moving well toward the Bay Bridge both ways. On the Beltway, congestion, but no big incidents in Maryland or Virginia. In Wheaton, along Georgia Avenue at Windham Lane, work zone at Lashport blocking the left lane on Georgia Avenue both ways, slowing traffic both ways. In Virginia, just a few slowdowns on 66, 395. And 95 in the district, northbound on DC 295, still heavy, leaving the Anacostia River bridges, the 11th, the Sousa, the Whitney Young, but northbound on 295 near Polk Street, all lanes are open. The work zone clear for the day. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Become a Compassion International sponsor. Text radio to 83393. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
All right, let's get the latest on this hot stuff. We've got 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
A beautiful afternoon across the DMV. It feels very summer-like with record challenging heat, 87 to 92 for a daytime high. Our temperatures will fall through the 80s, the 70s, eventually settling into the 60s by early tomorrow morning. 85 to 90 degrees, your temperature range on Tuesday. Tracking a cold front during the afternoon and evening, this cold front may trigger a few showers and thunderstorms. We're partly cloudy on Wednesday, temperatures in the lower to middle 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We've got a lot of 90s showing up right now. 90 in Annandale, 90 at DuPont Circle, 88 in Germantown, 86 in Northwest D.C., all brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service, 7 days a week.
Coming up on WTOP.
The future will be powered right here in Beltsville. I'm John Doman.
More news in 60 seconds.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages, longshoremen or small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Landmark College, the college for students who learn differently, offers summer programs to help high school and college students unlock their learning abilities and discover how their unique thinking makes a difference. Landmark College offers programs beginning in July for rising high school juniors and seniors, recent high school graduates, and current college students. If you're struggling to find academic success or you're preparing for the transition to college, apply today at landmark.edu/summer.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 3:22.
Small businesses are being celebrated here in the nation's capital this week, and WTOP's Mike Murillo says it includes ribbon cuttings and some big money going out to businesses in the city. To kick off Small Business Week in D.C., the ribbon was cut outside the newly renovated office of Jennifer Ferris's interior design company, Bandura Designs.
We are starting today to bring our office to the next level, along with this amazing, thriving community here on Rhode Island Avenue.
The business was among several to have received grants from the city, including the Robust Retail Citywide Grant. D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie took part in the ribbon cutting.
Our small businesses are truly the backbone of our local economy. Do you all agree?
Also, to kick off the week, 64 new recipients of the grants were announced, and they'll get up to $10,000 to spend on anything from payroll to renovations. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Well, apparently the future is battery-powered, and the lithium-ion battery types that you're using are now just the beginning. WTOP's John Doman went to Beltsville, where he says a better and lighter battery is now in production.
Ion storage systems began in a lab at the University of Maryland, grew up in College Park, and now it's got the world's only fully automated solid-state battery manufacturing facility. And they're still here on Route 1, now in Beltsville.
Batteries in Maryland typically don't go together, but it has actually been a wonderful strategic location. Our first market customer is 20 minutes away.
Ricky Hanna, the CEO of Ion Storage, is talking about the U.S. Army, which is buying the first wave because these batteries are basically fireproof, while lithium ion is not.
Not only is it safe, but it has 40% more energy. It means it runs 40% longer.
Eventually, they'll be producing more than a million batteries every year here, so in a few years, you'll start seeing this battery in phones, cars, and lots of other places. In Beltsville, John Dome in WTOP News.
Well, we've got some new stats out from the Centers for Disease Control, and they offer a good news, bad news view of the country's future.
Last year, 3.66 million babies were born in the U.S., while 3.15 million people died. The gap between those figures has been narrowing for decades, pushing the nation's fertility rate to its lowest on record. That means fewer people using up limited resources, but also fewer people contributing to the economy.
That's ABC News reporter Jim Ryan.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum, solving what's next for the intelligence community.
George Wallace is here. He's going to talk about a Kelsey that likes to date Taylor Swift.
Right,
and
but
I
here's,
know how much this hurts you.
No, it doesn't hurt me. But here's the thing. Last half hour, I gave you Travis Kelsey news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Sean's favorite Kelsey is Jason. So half hour, I've got news for Sean.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm an equal. That's the kind of guy I am.
Thank you.
All right.
You do such a good job.
Which one do you want to start with? Kansas City or the Philly guy?
I'll do the Philly guy.
All right. So Jason Kelsey, we know, retired, right, this year in the offseason. Well, after being courted by a number of networks, he is reportedly going to head to the booth and join ESPN Monday Night Countdown.
So technically the countdown, not on the booth.
Not the booth.
So he's